Blog Talk Radio.
Already
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord once again. We welcome you to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering souls for destiny. I am your founder and host, Evangelist Adrienne Bernard, and standing on aside with me is our co-host, Sister Ruby Larry. We once again welcome you. We pray each and every one of you all had a blessed and glorious weekend. Amen. We had a power pack. Tell you, the anointing was flowing from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I remember Tuesday we had a powerful day of nothing but testimonies. Amen. And I tell you, God has just been showing up and showing out. And if we allow God to rule and reign in our lives, then we'll learn how to discern when the Spirit is trying to speak expressly. Sometimes we try to speak expressly, but my Bible said now the Spirit speaketh expressly. That's what happened on last week. And every round goes higher. So we're looking to go a little bit higher this week. Amen. We all know that a time of reflection, we are a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destiny without apology. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. You say, what is that gospel, Sister Bernard? It is the dead, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. And we are standing firmly upon our foundational scripture, which is taken out of Ephesians 2 and 20, and are built upon the foundation. We're built upon this foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. And my Bible tells me if any man build up on this foundation, anything other than that has already been laid, let them be accursed. Amen. We air Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Our Saturday segment airs at 5 a.m. with Minister Billy Burns out of North Carolina. And we invite you to tune in to early Sunday morning prayer. Oh, we had some prayer on Sunday morning. Prophetess Darlene was on the line. Lady Rosalind Morris was on the line. Evangelist Joshua. Oh, God, Sister Ruby, Sister Dawn. Amen, Sister Kim Colvin, Sister Corinthians. We had a time on early Sunday morning prayer. So if you never tune in, and especially if you live on the West Coast, we invite you to tune in to early Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. We're only on for about 30 to 45 minutes. We don't do no filibustering. We don't do no announcements. We just go forth and, hey, pray. Amen. Remember the Bible said men should always pray. Hey, hallelujah. Pray without ceasing. Amen. We're asking you also to remember our call-in number for all of our segments is area code 858-683-1334. Amen. Our email address is newdestinyministries54@gmail.com, or you can mail any prayer requests or praise reports you would like to share with us to our mailing address at New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Also, we're on Facebook. You can like our page at New Destiny Ministries. And we're also on Twitter, amen, at New Destiny 54. And we invite you to listen to these messages live, online, at our website, www.newdestinyministries.com. Amen. We're so excited about what God is doing. By way of announcements, again, we want to announce to all of our sisters Amen. We're looking for as many sisters as can to come with us on Friday, February the 28th. Amen. That is a Friday. And we will be there supporting Girls Night in the Word with none other than Pastor R.C. Blakes out of New Orleans, Louisiana, the New Home family of churches. Amen. That'll be Friday, February the 28th. So I'm asking all of those that are in Northern California and Southern California to meet me there in Man of God and also to celebrate with me. I will be celebrating that Saturday, which will be March the 1st. I'm looking for a venue right now. We're going to be hosting a little departure dinner in my honor. Amen. So those of you that's in Northern and Southern California, we certainly want to see you there. Both of these events are free. Amen. So if you say you love Evangelist Bernard, I want to see you there. So we'll be giving you more announcements as the time approaches. But that event that Saturday will be held here in Stockton. So I'll give you the location for that. And just come and fellowship. I'd like to see all of you all in one place before I make my departure. And you can download into my spirit and you can pray God's blessings over my life. Amen. God has called us to do a greater work. Amen. And I don't think I'm out of order because Jesus.
Oh, praise the Lord. Excuse me. Praise the Lord, everybody. Evangelist Bernard dropped off. She should be right back on in a minute. She's back on. We thank the Lord for everybody on the broadcast today. Here we go. Evangelist Bernard.
Amen, amen. All right, I got cut off. My phone dropped. God forgive me. But anyway, we're looking for to have a beautiful time in the Lord. You know, and the Bible said, as I was saying, Jesus said, greater works shall you do. So I'm looking to do a greater work. I'm not puffing myself up, but I know there are souls out there that only I can witness to. And that applies to you also. There are souls that are waiting for you to tell them about Jesus. Remember, the Bible said we are living epistles. Amen. So we have to live this thing. We just can't talk it. We have to live it. Amen. So I bless God. I want you to stay tuned for those announcements, and we will be announcing them for the rest of the week. Also, by way of announcements, I like to say to each and every one of the men and women of God that come on the line and minister the word for us on this radio broadcast, every segment is under New Destiny Ministries, A Time of Reflection. We subscribe monthly to Blog Talk Radio, and anything that airs on this broadcast belongs to the property of New Destiny Ministry. So if you're ministering a word, if you're interviewing, whatever you're doing under this ministry, it belongs to the property of New Destiny Ministry. I don't have any problem with anybody listening. I don't have any problem with anybody downloading any of these messages. Not at all. But this is just a disclaimer to let you know we're not obligated to anybody for anything they do outside of this ministry. But if we invite you on to speak, then those messages and everything you do is under our ministry. Amen? So if you have any questions or concerns, please feel free to contact me and talk to me privately. Amen? This segment is all of the segments are titled or under the umbrella. Let me change that because I want to be very clear in what I'm saying. All of the segments on New Destiny Ministry Blog Talk Radio broadcast comes under the heading of A Time of Reflection. We have subtitles, which is They Overcame, which Minister Billy Burns, she hosts that segment by herself on Saturday morning. On Friday, we have Provoked Fridays, and we have a guest speaker for those Provoked Friday. But Provoked Friday is still under the ministry and the umbrella, along with Day Overcame. It's under the umbrella of A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries. So nobody have done anything. I'm not throwing any stones on anybody. I'm not throwing any salt on anybody. But I want to just do that disclaimer because it's in my spirit to do that. Amen. We appreciate the men and women of God that come on this line. They make sacrifices, and they do it unequivocally. And guess what? There's no charge, okay? They're doing it as a service to the Lord. Amen. And as a service to those that want to hear the word of God. Amen. As God position us, we pray that we'll be able to give a gas card or send you a love offering. But at this time, we're not able to do that. Amen. So when you come on the line, please know that you're ministering the word of God, and we don't come on this line begging. We don't come on this line asking you to sow a seed for a word. That's not how I operate. We did ask because the Lord put it in my spirit, and I just want to clear some things up, and we're going to get right on into the word because that's what we're about. We did ask the Lord put it in my spirit for those that would. Amen. Guess what? Everything is of your own free will. Those that would, the Lord told me to ask on this line for everybody affiliated and associated with this ministry to sow a $28 seed. That's not for Sister Bernard, but it's for you and your ministry. It's for you and your family. $28, because the Lord told me he's going to do a double work this year. Amen. He's going to do some double things this year. And if you believe the word, and if you believe and you respect the woman of God that said what does say the Lord, then you'll comply. If you don't comply, I'm not angry with you. I'm not upset with you because I know the vision that God has given me. And that vision he has given me, he hasn't given it to Sister Ruby. He gave it to me. So therefore, I put it out there. Now, if you choose to not do it, God bless you. But I'm not going to let nothing and nobody hinder my blessing this year. Yeah, you know, I'm gonna shout. Whatever God tell me to speak, I'm going to speak it. And I'm going to speak it with love because I love everybody, every man and woman that come on this board. I love you all. I have no ill feelings. I have no respect to persons. The same opportunity I give to one, I give to all. I could preach every day should I if that was my calling. But clearly, when the Lord gave me the opportunity to do this radio broadcast, he told me it was a platform for me to use other people. He said, this is not for you to preach every day. And y'all know sometimes I may not preach or speak a word for 2 or 3 weeks, okay? But Mondays, I'm usually the speaker because I am the one that give you all the topics for the week. Amen? So many times I haven't consulted with anybody to give a topic. But this month, January, as this month is coming to a close, we're doing a freestyle. So it is, I'm calling it freestyle because I want you all to preach and teach whatever the Lord put in your heart. But in February, we're going back to our subjects. We're going back to our topics because I want to keep people speaking and saying the same thing. I don't want us rambling all over the Bible. We want to speak and say the same thing. Amen. So I want you to know I'm not angry. I'm not upset. But I just felt it necessary to say some of these things today. So with no further ado, amen, we're going to ask Prophetess Darlene, if she's on the line, to open up with a word of prayer. And we have a powerful man of God that's going to bring us the word of life today. And I want him to preach what God has given him today. And that's none other than Minister Liberal Democrat of Los Angeles, California. So we're going to call on Prophetess Darlene, and she's on the line to open with the word of prayer. Amen. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you. We thank you, God. We praise you, God. We thank you for another afternoon, another opportunity to hear your word, God. We thank you for keeping us through this week, last week, and thank you for keeping us through the weekend, God. We thank you for the rhema work that went forth last week. We know that you're going to give us fresh oil even on today, God. We thank you for the move of your spirit, God. We thank you for being Alpha and Omega, God. We thank you for being El Shalom, God. We thank you for being Almighty, God. We thank you for keeping us, God. We thank you for your blood covering, God. We thank you for your healing power, God. We thank you for your deliverance power, God. We thank you for your joy, your peace, your love, God. Your everlasting power, God. We thank you for your wisdom, your knowledge, and your understanding, God. We come to you right now this afternoon, God. Before we can do anything, we come ask that you forgive us, God, for our sins, God, in the name of Jesus. Forgive me, God, if there's anything I said, anything I did, or anything I thought that was not of you, God. Clean heart. Give me a clean heart and clean hands, God, in the name of Jesus. We want to be more like you, God, in the name of Jesus. So move out those things that's not pleasing unto you that's in us, God, in the name of Jesus. I come right now, God, asking that you touch the leader, God, the overseer. God, we thank you for, God. Oh, God, I ask that you continue to keep her, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You said two or more touch and agree. Well, we come in agreement on today, God, in the name of Jesus, in your name, oh, God, that you continue to keep this brave woman of God. Continue to strengthen her, God. Continue to birth new things in her, God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to let her be that midwife you called her to be, God. Continue to order her footsteps, because you said a good man or a good woman's footsteps are ordered by you, God. Let her footsteps continue to be ordered by you, God. Continue to direct her way, God. Let her continue to acknowledge you in all her ways, God. Continue to move by your might, move by your power in her life, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for the overseer, what you're doing in her life, God. Lord, I ask that you increase, God. We speak increase in her life, God, in the name of Jesus. We speak that you blow on her even now, God. Saturate her, God, in your presence even more, God. Take her high heights and deeper depths, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that there be no lack in her home, God. You see what she stand in need of. You see what she needs in February and March, God. You said for us not to worry about tomorrow, God. Oh, what we should wear, we should eat. You said of us not to worry, God. So she's casting her worries upon you. She's casting all her thoughts and all her concerns upon you, God, in the name of Jesus. She's trusting in you, God, in the name of Jesus, that you're going to work out every situation in her life, God. So we thank you right now, God. We ask that you continue to look down upon her family, God. Oh, God, we thank you for her sister, God. We ask and God to catch their nail wherever she be right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask and whatever she's doing right now, God, in that cell, God. We know that you have kept her, and we know that you're going to continue to keep her, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that you continue to stir up, God, continue to keep her walking by faith. Continue to keep us trusting in you, God. We thank you that you're shifting the papers around. We thank you for the release, God. We know that it's going to be released soon, God, in the name of Jesus. We keep standing on your word, God. Oh, God, I ask you to continue to touch her son, God, while he's in prison, God. We ask that you cover him in your blood, God. Continue to touch her whole family, God. Oh, touch this very family, God, that's representing, that's listening right now, God. We ask that you touch Minister Democrat, God. Continue filling him, God, even as he brings forth the word, God. We know that he's going to speak a rhema word, God. Lord, we ask that you pour back into him even now what he's going to pour out, God. We thank you for his obedience and his faithfulness, God. Oh, God, bless him, God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen him even now. Restore him even now, God. And those things that's concerning is him, God, we ask that you answer, God. We ask that you remember Sister Ruby and her family, God, and each and every one of us, God, in the name of Jesus. Now we say, take over, God. We ask them, God, that you look down upon the sick and the shed in, God. Go into the hospitals and the highways and the byways, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch somebody right now that need a touch by you, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you touch Earlene Cummins right now, God. Oh, God, evangelist Earlene Cummins, God. Oh, God, we thank you for what you're going to do, God, in our life. Touch her from the crown of her head to the bottom of her feet in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask also that you remember Patricia Smith, God, right now. Oh, God, we rebuke the spirit of cancer. We cancel out in the name of Jesus every assignment, every attack that comes upon her, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask her for healing, God. We ask that you blow, God, right now on her, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask her for a miracle, God, And I'm asking that you give these women 15 years plus, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we come claiming it in the name of Jesus. They shall live and not die and declare the works of you, God, in the name of Jesus. We're walking by faith on this thing, God, in the name of Jesus. We're claiming it in your name, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, God. Look down upon someone that's homeless, God. Somebody need a meal today, God. Somebody need a spiritual meal. Feed your people, God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody can't make it, God. They need a help by you, God. Somebody got a downtrodden head, God. Lift their head on it today, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God. We thank you for the rhema word. And we give you praise. We give you honor. And we give you all the glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Keep having your way on this prayer line, on this broadcast, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and we praise you. Amen.
Democrat, God bless you. We put this man of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Preach the word. And you don't most see it. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. God, we give you a wave offering even now, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, God. Hallelujah, for the things that you've done, oh God, and the things that you're going to do, God. We pray, oh God, a reclaiming spirit, amen, on this line today, amen, God, that we get our lives back, amen. So many things have been stolen from us, God. So many things have been taken from us, God. But, oh God, from this message, God, oh God, we pray, God, that you prepare the ground. Amen, amen, amen. That somebody, amen, to God, understand, God, that it's time to reclaim their territory, God. God bless the line. God bless the hearers of this word right now. Oh, God, let there be no backlash and no retaliation, God. Go in every home right now, God, that's about to listen to this word, oh, God. Hallelujah. Activate their angels even now, God. Hallelujah. Because this word, oh, God, is going to change somebody's life. Oh, God, right now we pray, God, right now, God, that angel, oh, God, hallelujah, God, be a hedge around that home, God, be a hedge around that ministry, be a hedge around that person, God, that pastor, that evangelist, that teacher, God, that Christian, that saint, God, hallelujah, be a hedge around them even now, God, hallelujah, for their life is about to be changed, God, hallelujah, for their ministry is about to be changed, God. We pray this prayer right now, God, hallelujah, if you do it not by power, nor by might. Oh, God, but by your spirit, let a spirit go into this line, God. Let your spirit go into this line, God. Let it go into that room, God. Let it go into that person who's sitting in that car even now, God. Ah, in the name of Jesus, God, begin to move. Begin to prepare the atmosphere. Begin to set up those hedges, God. Hallelujah. Let the atmosphere, amen, to God, be trying to come against them, oh, God, with a tired spirit, with a depressed spirit. But, oh, God, put that hedge around them now, God. Hallelujah. Let the word, oh God, can go forth. We speak this in their life even now in Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
And somebody said, amen. 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 We thank you, God. Amen. Again, for being here today. Amen. We had another word, a message that we were going to do. I was able to, amen, sit on a panel yesterday. We were celebrating Angela Davis' birthday. Amen, and we were talking about why everybody was celebrating the Grammys. Amen, amen. People, black people, amen, were still going through some things and whatnot. And we were talking about how there are more people in prison today, amen, than were slaves. More black people are in prison today than were slaves back in the 1850s. And we were talking about how that was a problem, that so many people are in prison, mass incarceration. And I began to prepare some things, and then God said, no, no, I want you to talk about something different, because I was going to talk about how we are prisoners and how we are locked up. But God said, I want you to, amen, talk to the people about how to reclaim their lives on today. Amen, 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 amen. I want you to not be in your civil rights kind of situation. I want you to not be in, amen to God, that. But I want you to, amen to God, to speak to the people today and establish a day, amen, get your life back day. And I said, amen, amen, amen. So we talk a lot about here about a bad day survival kit. Hopefully, we pray that you guys are really putting those together. Amen. And things we told you in your bad day survival kit, we said keep a diary of stuff that God did for you. Amen. Amen. And go back and read it from time to time. Amen. When you find, amen, yourself discouraged and you find yourself facing another test, you would go back into your diary that's in your bad day survival kit, and you would look and you would see what God has delivered you from. And you would realize that this is not the first time you've been in a situation like this, and it won't be the last time you've been in a situation like this. But the good news is that God brought you out. And we wanted to talk about today, I want you to look at your time on your clock. I want you to look at your calendar. And we spend most of our lives celebrating holidays for everybody else, like Christmas and New Year's and great people that do great things, Martin Luther King. We just got through celebrating that. But today, I want you to celebrate, this is the day I get my life back.
Ooh.
This is the day. And write it down, and I want you to add this to your bad day survival kit. So you go back and you look back at that. This is a memorial. Those that can and will, we want to establish today as your get your life back day. Now, many of us, we have gone through things and certain things have happened in our lives, and we have stopped doing things and stopped living because of stuff that happened to us. And God was saying to me today, amen to God, that many, amen, that come on this line, amen, and again, a lot of time we say that this is the midwife, amen to God, wherein people come to this line, and they got stuff, amen, that they've been going through and stuff that's inside of them that got to get birthed. And it's a reason that you called into this broadcast on today. Amen. If you really be truthful with yourself, amen, amen, you stop doing something, amen, amen, because something happened to you. But God is saying today, amen, to God, it's time to get your life back. So look at your calendar. Amen. Look at your clock and write this time down, because today is the day you're going to get your life back. Today is the day you reclaim, amen, your territory. Amen. We speak a lot about, amen, eminent domain, and an eminent domain is when somebody says that they come to your property and say something more important needs this space. Amen, and I'm coming to you today again with this eminent domain. Something more important needs space in your mind and in your life. So today is your celebration. You celebrate other folk. Amen, we celebrate other occasions. But today, it's about you. Now, I know a lot of people begin to say it ain't about you and got songs about it, but today, it is about you. Amen, amen. We taught, amen to God, it's selfish to think about ourselves. And a lot of times we'll be in pain and we'll go through stuff, amen to God, because somebody else needs to be helped. Amen, and amen. And I'm talking to somebody, amen. How many times have you, amen to God, helped people out, amen, when you needed help yourself, but you went on and helped folk anyhow and you was hurting? Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah, but amen to God, and you taught when it's time to give gifts and whatnot for other folk, amen, when it's time to buy your own self something, you look around at your family, your sons, your daughters, your children, and amen, you buy them stuff, and you need stuff, amen, but because you are taught, amen, it's selfish to look after you, you begin to neglect yourself. You begin to neglect things that you do because you had put your life aside for people. You put your life aside for things and other things and whatnot. But God is saying today to you, amen, that call into this broadcast. Today is get your life back day. Amen. Galatians 5 and 7. You did run well. Who did hinder you? Amen. To stop doing what you used to do. You ran well. You ran well. You used to run. You used to do stuff. But all of a sudden, something happened where you stopped. Amen. Where you stopped singing. Where you stopped praising. Where you stopped preaching. Where you stopped. You put your life on hold. And you might have had a good excuse. You might have said, well, my children are young and they need me, so I need to stop doing this. Or my family needs me, so I need to stop doing this. Or my job needs me, so I can't do this because my job needs me. Or this needs me. But today, it's about you. Somebody say out loud, your phone is muted. You don't need to be ashamed because today is about you. So today is about me. Amen, amen. Somebody needs to say that out loud. Today is about me. Amen, amen. Get your life back day. The book of St. John.
Get your life back day. I like that.
Amen. Chapter number 11. Amen. And we're going to read a few verses. Amen. Amen. We're going to just read in today. Amen. Get your life back day. Something has happened to many of us wherein we, for some reason, became paralyzed. And we stopped living. We just stopped. We are living, but we don't have the same quality of life as everybody else. I remember, amen, in the 13th Amendment, when they freed the slaves legally, the slaves said, I'm free. But when they tried to go do what everybody else do, they realized that they did not have the same privileges as everybody else. And so they found out, yes, I'm free, but I don't have the same quality of life as everybody else. They had different laws out, and y'all know about them Jim Crow laws and stuff like that, that they couldn't do. And, you know, one group of people, the white people could do this, but the black people couldn't. Amen. But the law said that they was free, but they had not the same quality of life as everybody else. So they couldn't maneuver like everybody else. And amen to God, you probably find yourself, yes, I'm saved, and yes, I'm in the church, but I find myself, I cannot maneuver like everybody else. And then they tell me that they went on and they came up with the 14th Amendment. Amen. They said, amen to God, this is going to help you to maneuver a little bit better. In other words, if you've been born here. Amen to God, if you are been born in America or if you've been naturalized in America, now you have the rights as everybody else has. So they no longer can stop you from doing things that everybody else do. But we're talking about today, it's time to get your life back. Amen. In other words, I had my life. I was moving and I was doing things, but for some reason down the line, I gave it away. For some reason down the line, I either sold my life or I swapped my life or I gave it away. So one of those three things happened, but whatever one of those three things was, you know today you're not doing what you used to do. Somebody said amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's time to get your life back. St. John, chapter number 11, and verse number 32, amen, and it says, then Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him. She fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brethren had not died. And when Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. And I want you all to concentrate on that word, he groaned in his spirit. Because when you look up the English definition of the word groaned, it means I'm disappointed. I'm depressed. I'm moaning. It talks about, amen to God, when pressure is applied to you, you let out a sound and whatnot. And many of us, amen to God, pressure have been put on you, and you're letting out a sound, amen to God. Hallelujah. And it was a sound of defeatism. It was a sound that, amen, I'm not going to do this anymore. But that was the English definition of the word. And many of us are living our life today according to that English definition of the word groan. But I said, Lord, the Bible says that he groaned. And I said, Lord, but what does that word really mean in its original Greek text? But I'm going to keep reading. And verse number 34 says, and said, where have ye laid him? And they said unto him, Lord, come and see. And Jesus, what the Bible says, then said the Jews, behold how he loved him. Look at Jesus crying, amen, hallelujah. And many of us, amen, have been going through some stuff that we have lost, and we cried over it. Amen, amen. We have lost, amen, our jobs. We've lost our husbands. We lost our wives. We lost our original place where we lived at. We lost our original place of where we used to be, amen to God, and we cried over it. The Bible says that Jesus, when he realized he lost something, he cried. Amen. But then the Bible said, then said the Jews, behold how he loved him. And it went on to say, and some of them said, could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died? And Jesus, therefore, again, groaning, there that word groaning go again, in himself, cometh to the grave. Amen. And was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Now, I'm going to stop right there, because I want to concentrate on this word groaning. When the people were saying, Jesus, you done healed the blind, and you done healed the crippled folk, and you done did this. And he had lost his best friend, one of his best friends. And he began to cry, but the people around him kept saying, you did all this, you did. And the Bible says that after he started crying, he began to groan in his spirit. Now, I'm going to give you a word here. And you might want to write it down or play this back. It's called embry-mau-mai. And you're going to learn about this word embry-mau-mai. Embry-mau-mai is the Greek word for groan. And when you read it in its original text, you're going to understand the message that we are giving you today. It's spelled E-M-B-R-I-M-A-O-M-A-I. And that word again is E-M-B-R-I-M-A-O-M-A-I. A-I. And I begin to say, Lord, they had lost his best friend, and he was in the grave, and they had a stone in front of it. And when you got there, they was talking stuff about, amen to God, that if you heal all them other folks, how did you let your friend die? And the Bible said that Jesus, he cried first. And many of you have lost some great things in your life, and you cried about it. But then the Bible said that Jesus began to groan about it. And I said in the English definition, the word groan, it means, amen, amen, after pressure been put on you, you begin to let out some sounds of defeat. Amen. You begin to say, I'm defeated, I'm depressed, I'm down, I'm out. But again, I begin to look at the Greek word for groan, embry-mau-mai. And the definition for that word is to snort with anger. And how many of y'all, when you was crying and you got mad all of a sudden because, amen, I'm not going to lose this fight. You was a child and you was in a fight with somebody and you was losing the fight. And you was crying because you was losing the fight. But then all of a sudden you begin to groan in the spirit like Jesus did. In other words, I got mad at the devil. And when you get mad, certain kind of energy begin to well up inside of you, and you begin to snort, amen, because snot is running down your face, and tears is running down your eyes, and you begin to experience the embry-mau-mai. Hallelujah. So when Jesus, amen, saw Lazarus, amen, in the grave, and people around him was saying, if you would have got here earlier, he would have lived. God, Jesus was sad, but then he changed from being sad to angry. And I'm telling you today, amen of God, it's time to groan like Jesus did. It's time to go from feeling sorry for myself to get angry at the devil today. Amen. Somebody said, I'm going to get angry at the devil today and get my life back. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Your phone is on mute. Amen. Again, I won't even hear you. Amen of God. I'm going to get angry at losing this, but I'm going to get it back. Amen. Wherever your this is. Amen. It's time for you to yell out today, Embry-mal-mai. Hallelujah. I'm going to get angry at the devil. Now, when they were going back into Judea, amen, people didn't want Jesus to go back there. And a lot of folk are going to be telling you today, amen, 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 you're too old to do that now. Don't go back to school. You're too old to go back to school. Amen to God. It's too late to get that back. It's been too long. Too much time has passed. The Bible says that, amen, when Jesus was in Judea, they began to stone him because he began to say, me and the Father are one. And they didn't like that, so they began to throw stones at him, and him and the disciples had to leave there in a hurry. And now, amen to God, that his best friend is sick. Amen. Mary and Martha say, amen, I need you to go back to a place where they were throwing rocks at you. Amen. I need you to go back to a place where, amen to God, you almost lost your life. And Thomas said to him, amen to God, Jesus, don't you remember what happened last time we was in Judea? You remember last time we was there, amen, and you was preaching, and amen to God, they picked up stones and they called you a blasphemer, and they was trying to take your life. And amen to God, we should not go back there, but amen, look at your neighbor, amen, beside you. It might be your son, it might be your daughter, it might be your prayer partner, amen to God, hallelujah, or you might want to go back to a mirror right now, just walk in the mirror if you're by yourself, go into your bathroom, and or go into your bedroom and look in a mirror, amen to God, and say out loud, it's time to get my life back, and I'm going to wait for you, because this is an affirmation. This is the tool we're going to give you today. Embry-mal-mai. I'm getting angry, amen to God. I'm groaning, yes, I'm groaning, but I'm not, amen, feeling sorry for myself, amen to God. I'm in a fight now with the adversary, and amen to God, I was crying. It beat me up. I got beat up in the fight, amen to God. I lost some of the battles, but now I'm groaning. Amen. I'm smarting, amen, in this particular fight. Amen of God. Hallelujah. I'm angry at the devil. I'm getting mad at the devil. So now I'm looking in my bathroom mirror and saying, it's time to get my life back. I'm looking in the bedroom mirror, somebody, and he said, it's time to get my life back. I'm looking at somebody's face that's looking and listening to this broadcast with me and saying, it's time to get my life back. This is your celebration day. Amen. You done celebrated Martin Luther King's birthday. You done celebrated, amen of God, New Year's. Now, it's about you. Amen. It's time for you to celebrate. It's time for you to get mad. Amen. It's time for you to yell, Embry-mal-mai. Yes. Amen. I'm sad, and I went through some things, and they said, don't go, Jesus, back to Judea. Amen. You go back there, they're going to definitely try to stone you again. And somebody is, amen, with you in your house, in your congregation, at your job, amen, in your family, telling you, don't go back and try and do that again. Amen. But it's time to get your life back. Somebody says, time to get my life back. So, amen to God, imagine you, amen to God, throwing those people off of you. Amen. It's time, amen, to get rid of folk. Amen. It's, amen, ain't there with you. Get angry, amen to God, with people telling you what can't happen. And when they tell you you can't do that, too much time has passed. Amen. Amen. Judea, I can see Jesus when you walk into Judea and all the people looking at him. And Thomas saying, amen. Y'all can go back and read this. Thomas said, well, amen, Lazarus is dying. I guess we all going to go with you, Jesus, and die with Lazarus. Amen. Amen. This is what Thomas said. He said, we're going to go die with Lazarus because, amen, soon as we enter that town, amen, they're going to begin to throw stones at us. And soon as you begin to enter into your, amen, of God's future, soon as you begin to enter into what your territory that's ahead of you, amen, of God, there's a fear that they're going to throw stones at you. They're going to say, amen, that ain't God. They're going to be saying, God ain't tell you to do that. And you got fear coming around you. But, amen, you're going to hurt, amen, going to your next level. You're going to cry going to your next level. Amen. It's been buried. Amen. That thing that God wants you to do. Folk done made ways and put stumbling blocks in front of it. Amen. I'm trying to convince you that that thing, that that gift that God gave you was dead. They're trying to convince you, amen to God, that, amen to God, that marriage you're trying to save is dead. They're trying to convince you, amen to God, that, amen, that thing that you've been working on is dead. But God is saying today, Embry, my, get mad at the devil. Amen. I'm trying, amen to God, to get this, amen, word in somebody today. Amen. When you read these words in the Bible, amen, sometimes you got to go back to the original text. In the original text, amen to God, it said he was snorting. He was angry, amen, with people telling him what he can't do. He was crying, amen, but he was mad at the same time. And I understand somebody on this phone, amen to God, yes, you need to cry. Yes, you need to feel bad about it, but I want you to get angry at the same time. And I want you to tell the devil, yes, I lost this battle, and I'm crying, and I'm snorting like Jesus was, amen to God, and I'm angry right now, and I'm going to take back what belonged to me. Amen, amen. This is get your life back day. Jesus wept, the Bible said, amen to God. He was crying, amen to God, amen, because he looked around and he saw all the disbelief. And sometimes you can look around and you're going to be the only one that believe it, because the Bible says that the natural man cannot understand the spiritual things of God because they are spiritually discerned. So sometimes, amen to God, these unsaved folk ain't going to understand. And amen, sometimes these, amen, religious people, amen to God, who ain't praying and ain't got a relationship with God, ain't going to see what God had gave you. Amen to God. And it's going to make you sad sometimes. It's going to make you even doubt yourself sometimes. But amen, God is saying today, amen to God, amen, yes, cry. Amen to God. Yes, amen to God, you weep a little bit. Yes, amen, you're going to get discouraged. But amen, I want you to get mad too. Amen, amen. When you get mad, there was a show that came on, amen, back in the 70s called That's Incredible. Amen. And this mother, amen, had gotten into an accident, and her son was trapped inside the burning car. Amen, amen, and she was a little something and only weighed a few pounds, and the car was trapped. Amen, and her son was about to die, and she kept trying to open the door, but it was smashed and crashed in, and she couldn't get it. But then she began to cry, and then somewhere down the line, the tears turned into anger, and she said, my son will not die. Amen. And she began to pull on that car door, this little bitty woman. And I'm talking to somebody today. Amen to God. You might be small. And amen to God. And you, they said you can never do it. But if you get angry, amen. How many of you was in a fight and you was losing the fight? Amen, amen. You had a little Sharkeesa moment. They caught you by surprise and they sucker punched you, amen to God. Amen. Caught you off guard and told you we taking your house. They caught you off guard and told you I want a divorce. They caught you off guard and told you you're fired. They caught you off guard, amen to God, hallelujah, and told you you got a diagnosis of a disease and knocked you down, praise the Lord. And then you found yourself crying and you find yourself, Lord, hallelujah, you let me go through this situation. Amen. But God has said, yes, cry about it. But after you cry, the Bible said David cried, amen, because he couldn't cry anymore. Amen. When he came up with that home invasion, they said, amen to God, they stole the women from him. They took everything away from him. And he ain't had nothing left but tears. But the Bible said after he finished crying, he got mad. And after he got mad, he got up and he told the army, shall we pursue. And I'm asking everybody on this phone today, you done cried about it enough. Amen. You done cried about it for years. You done cried about it for months. You done been listening to folk. But now it's time to grow like Jesus did. Somebody said, I'm going to grow like Jesus did. Amen, amen. I'm not going to groan in the English, like the English definition saying, be depressed. I'm not going to groan, amen, and be cast down because the weight is on me. But I'm going to groan like, amen, the original text said in the Greek, the embry my my. I'm going to begin to groan like Jesus did when I look around and see, amen, that God Lazarus trapped inside of there. And they're trying to tell me he dead. They're trying to tell me that, amen, my Holy Ghost is dead. They're trying to tell me that I can't be happy no more. They're trying to tell me I can never live again a prosperous life anymore. But then Jesus began to groan in his spirit. And as he began to groan in his spirit, he got angry at the devil, at the adversary. And the Bible says when he got angry, he got up. And he walked and he said, you move. I'm not going to move it. I'm going to tell y'all folk to move that rock out the way. Amen. The folk that's been, amen, telling you it can't be done. Amen. God, I'm going to tell you this is what God's going to do. I'm mad now. And I'm so mad. Guess what? I'm going to go back to school. And I'm going to show you that, amen, what God can do. I'm going to go back and start preaching. And I'm going to show you what God can do. He said, I'm going to go back and get what God had told me was mine. And I'm going to show you what God can do. I'm going to groan in the spirit. Amen. Embry mile. My. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. I'm not just crying now, devil. Hallelujah. But I'm doing like Jesus. I'm snorting. Amen to God. I'm angry. Amen. You know when you cry like in that fight. Amen to God. You're losing. They punch you in the face. That's our Keisha thing. They punch you. They kick you off guard. And you ain't know what was happening. And amen to God. You embarrassed. And you look around. That caught me off guard. I didn't know I was about to get fired. It caught me off guard. I didn't know, amen to God, I'm about to be divorced. It caught me off guard. I didn't know, amen to God, I was about to get diagnosed. It caught me. Whatever it was that came in your life that caught you off guard, you've been crying too long. But God has you called in this broadcast, amen, on today, amen, to tell you it's time to groan like Jesus did. Today is get your life back, day. Look at your calendar. Amen, amen, amen. And look at the time. Because today, amen, like Jesus did, you're going to begin to look at it and say, amen to God, how is there something locked up inside of that cave? Amen, amen. There's life inside of that cave. And people don't want you to go there. People try to stop you like, Jesus, don't go back to Judea. You go back there, you remember what happened last time. Amen to God. How many times the devil said that to you? Amen. Yes. They want to give you a give-up spirit. Remember what happened last time. Last time they tried to stone you. Amen. All that healing you did, all that stuff you did, and they stoned you. And you had to leave. Amen, amen. But Jesus said, amen to God, hallelujah. Amen. I'm groaning in my spirit when I'm hearing them voices. Amen. When you hear voices in your head, amen to God, and you might even cry, amen to God. Hallelujah, amen to God. You say, Lord, amen, I done lost my joy. Lord, I done lost, amen to God, my job. Lord, I done lost my husband. I lost my wife. I done even lost my mind a couple of times. But amen to God, after you finish crying about it, amen, I want you to groan in the spirit like Jesus did and get mad at it. And I'm in the mirror right now, somebody, right? And when you're in the mirror, you're looking at yourself. I said, I'm going to groan like Jesus. And I need you to scream back in that mirror. Amen. Walk over to the mirror right now. If you're looking in the mirror in your car, scream out loud, I'm going to groan like Jesus did. Hallelujah. If you're looking in the mirror in your bedroom, I want you to go in there and scream out and look in your face when you say it. I'm going to groan like Jesus did. Amen. Go in your bathroom mirror and look in your face and say, I'm going to groan like Jesus did. Amen. God, get mad at the devil. Hallelujah. So when those thoughts begin to come to your mind, embry, mal, my. Today, hallelujah, is get your life back day. Amen, 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 amen. Stuff that you stopped doing. Amen, because of stuff, because of folk. Amen, but God is speaking to you today from this broadcast. Amen, it's time for you to get angry Amen, amen, at the devil. Amen. Get angry that you can't walk like you wanted to walk. Amen. And start going to the therapy sessions. Amen. Get angry, amen, to God that you lost this job. And amen, go back out there and start looking for a job again that God will bless you with God. Get angry, amen, to God you don't have a wife or that you don't have a husband. Amen, to God, and start praying again. Because many of y'all stop praying saying God ain't going to do it. But amen, to God, we've been on this line and we surrounded by so great a cloud of witness. Amen. That God gave somebody a wife and God gave somebody a husband. God healed somebody's body. God gave somebody a job. And I can imagine many days they cried over that. I can imagine many days, amen, Elder Hamilton crying over he won a wife. And I can imagine many days, amen, Sister Miracle crying about a husband. But you know, if something happened in the middle of that cry where they say, I got mad at the devil and I'm saying, amen, I'm trying to claim what God has gave me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody, amen, got on this line right now. Amen. Yes, I cried over it, but amen, it comes a time where I'm going to stop crying. Amen. To God, the woman of God, one of the mothers on this line, her daughter got kidnapped. Amen. And she cried over it like everybody else cried. But after a while, she began to get mad, and she began to pray and say, God, bring my baby home. And after a while, God began to give her visions, and she began to see the house and the school that her daughter was kidnapped in. And amen, the Lord led her to the front door. Amen, I'm telling somebody on this line today, amen, if you stop, amen, crying, and you stop being depressed, and you start getting mad at the devil, amen, to God, and you start getting angry at him, my God is going to do something. Amen, grow like Jesus did. Somebody need to run through their house now saying, I'm going to grow like Jesus did. Somebody need to scream in their car, I'm going to grow like Jesus did. Somebody need to shout right now, I'm going to grow like Jesus did. Somebody need to wave their hand, I'm going to grow like Jesus did. I'm not going to be down, but I'm going to grow like Jesus did. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody praising him right now. Somebody waving their hand. Somebody telling the Lord, thank you. I'm going to groan like Jesus did. I'm not going to cry, but it's time to move the rock out the way. Hallelujah. I'm moving the rock out the way. Amen. Somebody walking back and forth right now. Hallelujah. Now, see, now you're groaning like Jesus. You ain't crying. Now you're groaning. Amen. Somebody saying, devil, you's a liar. Somebody walking back and forth saying the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. You looked at all your children. Amen. How they was out of order. But now you're mad at the devil. You will not get this one. Hallelujah. You will not get this one. Hallelujah. You begin to pray. Amen to God. Amen. You begin to cover your family. Hallelujah. You won't get this one. The Bible said, last time we spoke to you, we said, have your feet shod in the preparation of the gospel. Amen. Begin to cover your children like God said, cover your feet. Amen. Intercessors on this line, begin to cover somebody. Amen. Begin to start praying right now for this word. Amen. Amen. That falls on good ground, because we want somebody to get this word today. Amen. I want somebody to groan right now. If you're listening to this message, begin to groan right where you're at and begin to scream out affirmations in your life. Begin to say amen to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to groan like Jesus did. Amen to God. Begin to say to yourself, I'm not going to lose another son. I'm not going to lose another daughter. I'm not going to lose another job. I'm not going to lose another opportunity. I'm not going to lose my health. I'm not going to lose my life. I'm going to get mad at the devil. I'm going to get mad at the diagnosis. Hallelujah. The Bible said Jesus wept, but after he wept, amen, he began to groan in his spirit. Amen. I feel a groaning on this line. Hallelujah. Somebody is groaning right now. Amen. Before you called in, hallelujah, you was down and depressed and you was weeping, but now you're groaning. There's been a shift, hallelujah, from crying and weeping, amen, to groaning in the spirit. Somebody is groaning right now. Hallelujah. And the devil's getting mad because he thought he had you crying. Amen. Right when Jesus just got got stoned. Amen. They were stoning him in Judea, and Jesus came right out of that to getting tempted in the wilderness in Judea. Amen. He said, I came out from folk trying to kill me, and before I can catch my breath, the devil in this wilderness trying to tempt me. How many of y'all just came out of one thing? Amen to God. Somebody seemed like they tried to take your spiritual life. Amen to God. The test that you went through with them, and right when you came out of that, God said he put you in the wilderness like Jesus did in Matthew chapter 4, and you find yourself, amen, in the wilderness, being tempted by the devil. Lord, I just got out of this situation, and now I'm in the wilderness being tempted. So I had a bad experience when I was in Judea. So why would I want to go back to Judea? They tried to stone me, amen, God, and the devil tried to tempt me. So why would I go back? Amen, amen. You asking yourself a question, amen to God. Why should I try again? Amen. Why should I pray for that husband again? Why should I pray for that wife again? Amen. I got disappointed. Why should I pray for my healing again? Last time I was there, amen to God, they found this. They found another tumor. They found this. Why should I go back again? Hallelujah, amen to God. But the Bible said, Jesus, knowing that all he went through, he knew that they tried to stone him. He knew that when he went through the wilderness of Judea, he was tempted. But amen to God, he told Thomas, we're going back to Judea. Hallelujah, amen, amen. My friend need me. Amen, amen, amen. And he's not deaf, amen to God. He's only asleep, not knowing that, amen to God, he was dead, amen. But the Bible says that Thomas said, well, we're going to go ahead on and die. Amen, with Lazarus. Amen, but he didn't know what he was saying, how true that was, because the doubt was dying. Hallelujah, doubt inside of him was dying, because, amen to God, when he went there, he saw the rock. He said, move the rock out the way, Jesus did. Amen, I'm speaking to you today. Move the rock out the way. Hallelujah, it's time to get angry and move it out the way. Some things God's going to do, but every now and then you're going to have to do something. You're going to have to start praying again. You're going to have to start reading again. You're going to have to start fasting again. You're going to have to start speaking over your life again. You're going to have to start decreeing and declaring again. You're going to have to get mad. Hallelujah, you're going to have to get mad. Embry, mouth. My, hallelujah, somebody got that, amen, somebody's got that rhema word. They said, Lord, amen, that was for me, amen, this is a day for you today, today is get your life back. You're going to put this in your bad day survival kit, and you're going to remember, amen to God, the day, amen to God, hallelujah, that you came up out of that when Pope was telling you the stuff that you had taken away from you. You're going to begin to say, amen to God, I'm getting it back today. Today is when I got my life back. Today when I said, it is about me. Amen. We were taught coming up. Amen. That's selfish. Amen. Get your kids stuff. Get everybody else stuff, but don't get you nothing. But I'm trying to tell you that that's a trick of the enemy. Because you know, like they tell you on the plane all the time. Amen. Before you help other folk in the plane going down, when the oxygen things drop down, who they tell you to put on, they say, put that thing on your face first. Because if you don't put it on your face first and then help other folk, you're going to die.
Come on.
And many of us are spiritually dying right now. And you called on this line because God wants you to live. But to live, you got to get angry with the devil. You got to get angry with that diagnosis. You got to get angry with the situation you in now. Amen. The Bible says that Lazarus had been dead 2 days. Jesus waited 2 whole days before he came. Amen. And when he came, the Bible said they had already wrapped him up. Amen to God. And people have given up on things with you. They said, wait a minute, God, you're too this, you're too that. It's too much time has passed by. And they wrapped it up and buried it. Amen. But now it's time for you to unbury some stuff. Amen, because the autopsy is going. I watch a lot of them A&E shows wherein, amen, they thought it was dead but because of one thing, but then when they go and dig the body up and do an autopsy, they find out they died because of another thing. Amen, it's time to dig up some stuff. Amen, amen. They got a thing called a frizzy chicken. Amen. Down south with my grandmama, she used to have this chicken around. You know how y'all keep them catfish in fish tanks to eat up all the mess? Amen to God. Well, the frizzy chicken do the same thing in the yard, but it digs up stuff that's been dead. and stuff like that. And that's what it do. It's only purpose. It's just going, you put it in the yard, you just go around the yard and start digging stuff up that's dead. It just like pull it up, and they say, okay, a bone was here, or this was here, or that was there, and whatnot. And if you want to find something in your yard, you get one of them nasty, frizzy chickens, right? They wild, right? Amen. And they would pick up stuff that was dead and whatnot, and they would find it. Amen to God. And then, amen to God, you can use that for food or use it for other things for your animals. See, so here we go. So that dead thing that you thought was dead, Jesus said, amen to God, I know y'all think it's dead. I know you think your career is over. I know you think this is, but it's time for you to do like that frizzy chicken and go back in your life. Amen to God. And said, Lord, my sin career is over. Look at Samuel Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman was about 50-something years old when he started acting again. And that's when his life and his career took off. Amen. We surrounded by so many greater crowds. Look at Sarah. She was up in age. Said she would never have children. And look how God blessed her womb. He did a miracle inside of her stomach, inside of her. See, don't you know God will create a miracle inside of your body if you believe?
Oh.
Hallelujah. If you get mad enough, if you get angry enough at the devil, establish today, you'll get your life back. Day. Somebody say amen to God, amen, whatever you, amen, in your life, you have stopped doing it, you gave up, but God is speaking to you today in this message, amen, it's time, amen, to get your stuff back, get your life back, get your family back, get your children back, get your career back, hallelujah, get your joy back, get your gift back, get your preaching back, get your teaching back, get your, hallelujah, get your singing back, hallelujah, everything that's been taken away from you. Amen. Crying ain't going to do it. Hallelujah. Having pity parties ain't going to do it. But when you get mad at the devil, embry, mow, my. Embry, mow, my. I got a snorting anger. The tears are running down my face. Amen. And I'm snorting because I'm in a fight. And you need to realize that you're in a fight with the devil. And he beats you up. He done got some blows. He done came up to you with a Sharkeesha moment, right? Amen. And just sucker punched you. And you hurt. And it took you out the game for a minute. Amen. The only difference is you're not on World Star Hip Hop. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. But you can take a beating every now and then. But after a while, when you get mad enough, you'll stop taking on beatings. And you start fighting back. Hallelujah, right? Amen. And the Bible said we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness. The word wrestle means somebody's putting pressure on somebody. So that means you putting pressure back on somebody, right? So, amen, God. So tonight, amen, you've been commissioned to start putting pressure back on the devil. This is your celebration night. Amen. Your bad day survival kit. We told you that bad day's going to come. I don't care how sad, saved you are. What the Bible talk about, in every great house there are vessels of honor and dishonor. Amen. You're going to have, in every house, I don't care how expensive, how much money, if you watch the DIY channel like I do, the do-it-yourself channel, you know, in every nice house that they make, guess what? They put a toilet in there. In every nice house they make, a garbage is in there, right? Amen. So you're going to go through some stuff. Amen. But if you get angry enough, God is going to sustain you in wherever you're at, whatever situation you're in. Amen. Amen. Lazarus was inside of a tomb, and he was tied up, and the world gave up on him, and they said he was dead. But when Jesus got mad, and I'm talking to the intercessors now, amen, folk done gave up on folk you've been praying for. Amen. So it's time for you to keep praying for them. They done tied them up. They done gave up on them. They done buried them. They done put a stone over the thing. They said, amen, amen. That's a generational thing. They ain't never going to change. But you have been called as an intercessor because your prayer, like Jesus did, your prayer is different from other folk prayers. Yeah, you cry because you got a concern for souls, but then you get angry. And you get mad. And when you start to get mad, the adrenaline in your body starts to pump. And you in a fight, and they say, well, this brother must be violent. He keep talking about fighting all the time. But amen, those are examples that I can, that just coming to me, y'all. So amen. But you in a fight, and all of a sudden you notice that Strength comes to you out of nowhere. Normally, you couldn't do it until you get mad. But when you get mad, you got extra strength, and next thing you know, you win in that fight. You only 135 pounds like Bruce Lee, but you beating these 200-pound men, 300-pound men. Amen. All of a sudden, something inside of you, amen, God. And somebody said something on the inside starts working on the outside and tells me to go ahead. That's God. Hallelujah. Get mad at the devil and watch what God do. May God bless you and may heaven smile upon you. This is your Get Your Life Back day. God bless you.
Lord, have mercy, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's nothing I can say. All I can say today, all I can do today is groan. That's all I can. He said, Embry, my mouth.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Jesus.
Yes, God.
That was a word. That was a word.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Jesus, Lord, I thank you for this word. I don't know about you all, but I'm sitting in my car. All I could do to keep from jumping out of this car is know I'm in a public parking lot, and I didn't want the folks to come escort me out. This was a word today. This was a word today. This is
Hallelujah, Lord.
Get your life back today.
Yes,
that
God.
Was the
yes,
message.
God.
He said, get
yes,
your
God.
Life back today.
Yes, God.
Get angry with the devil.
Yes,
get
God.
Get mad with him.
Yes,
and
God.
Say, I'm not going to succumb to this situation. I'm not going to succumb to these whispering demons. I'm going to get my life back. And,
hallelujah.
Lord, whatever I have to do,
Hallelujah, Lord.
I want my life back.
Yes,
how
God.
How many on this line want their life back today?
Yes,
we've
God.
We've had over 20-some-odd callers on the line today.
Thank you, Jesus.
I sent out some texts.
Thank you.
I love liberal Democrats. Yeah,
thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
God always give him anointed, fresh
Jesus,
word.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
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 All I could do is fall. I'm groaning in the spirit today.
Yes,
that was
God.
The word. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I want
God.
My life back. I don't know about y'all, but I want my life back. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
It's the room is in your hands, eh? You
thank
don't
you,
know
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise the Lord, everybody. That was a word. We got quite a few new callers a minute, and then please be patient. You know, I'll get to you in a minute, but we're going to go to Evangelist Bernard's granddaughter, Riel.
Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Riel?
I called Riel. I texted Riel.
Oh, she here.
Okay.
Okay.
I texted Riel. Let me say
you
this.
Had a word. Did you have any response or whatever? I told him you agree.
Say this, Mr. Ruby. Mr. Ruby?
Yeah.
Let me say, I texted Riel. She told me she didn't have any classes today. She went to school and there was no classes today. And so she went back home. And after I knew Minister Democrat had a word, I texted her, and I said, get on the line. She didn't go to church yesterday. I said, get on the line. God has a word for you. So I'm just so happy that she was obedient. This is my youngest granddaughter, you all. I think this is our first time on the line. This is Rayel. And I
God
want
bless.
You all to pray for Rayel because she's away for the first time. She's in college in Fresno. And the enemy been fighting her on every hand. So I want everybody on this line to continue to lift up in prayer. She's 18 years old, and I'm so very proud of her. And I thank her for tuning in and hearing the word. So, Rayel, God bless you. If you want to have a word to say, you're welcome to do so.
No, I don't have nothing to say. Thank you, though.
Amen. Well, God bless you. Thanks for calling in. Hallelujah.
You're welcome.
Amen. I hope this word encouraged you today.
Yes.
To get your life back. Amen. Thank you for being obedient.
Oh, no problem. I wasn't doing anything, so I'll just let me just get on. I'm not doing anything, so I didn't mind.
Amen. Well, we're going to pray Amen. For you before we dismiss, so stay on the line.
Okay.
Ruby.
Okay, praise the Lord. We have another, I don't know the number. We're going to the unknown this minute. 209-8102.
Every mile, my. This is Sister Corinthian Jones, and I'm so excited about Jesus. My God, I come to take my life back. I'm taking my life back. I'm taking it back. I'm taking it back. I'm taking it back. I'm excited about Jesus. I have had so much H-E devil. You know what hit me last week? Like a ton of bricks every which way I turned. It was some drama. From Monday all the way down to yesterday, I had drama hit me. I had all kind of drama happen with my husband and him going to jail and me getting the restraining order against him. And my daughters was fighting last night, and the police got involved. They took one of them to juvenile, and all kind of stuff happened. But in the midst of all of those things, I thank God for his word, because his word will not turn back to him void, but his word will accomplish that what he sent for it to do. And in his word, he told me, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love the Lord and that are according to his purpose. He didn't say it was going to be good, but he said it was going to work together for my good. I don't know how, I don't know when, but I know God is going to turn it around, and he's going to work it out for my good, and I'm taking him at his word, and I'm standing up on his promises, and I thank God for today. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. And I thank and appreciate God for that. I thank and appreciate God for today. This day is an overcast of blessings for God's people, and I thank God because I'm in that number of them overcast of blessings, and I thank God for his many blessings that he has already bestowed upon me. I thank God for miracles. Last night they were talking about who wanted a miracle and who needed a miracle, and I thank and appreciate God. I raised my head, and I begin to thank and appreciate God for the miracle. I just begin to thank God for the miracle. And today somebody was, I was talking to somebody about my situation. They said, girl, you need a miracle. I said, no, I already got a miracle. I'm just waiting for the miracle to manifest itself. So I thank and appreciate God for being who he is and who he's been in my life. And every mile, I will fight. I'm mad at the devil, and I'm ready to fight.
That's right.
Before I even called into the line, I was already running through the house just praising God. My mind began to go back, and I began to reflect on the goodness of Jesus. If God did it before, he can do it again. And my mind went back, and I began to think on the goodness of Jesus. I just began to praise him. I praise God so until the spirit of worship came in. I began to worship him. So I'm already excited about Jesus, and I just thank you for what he's doing in Jesus' name.
You're mad at that devil. That's right. That's right. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
You gotta love the Lord to have all kind of hell raising in your home, and you still got a mind to praise and worship God. Glory to God. I thank you. Go ahead, Sister Ruby. Thank you, Sister Corinthian, for tuning in. God wanted you to hear that word today, and thank you. You came on the line and you heard that word, and you're right. Your miracle is already happening.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Oh, praise the Lord. We're going to Minister Donnie. He hasn't been on. Minister Donnie.
God bless you, woman of God.
Oh, God bless you.
God bless you. Bless you, Pastor Adrian, man of God. I thank God for this word. It's truly, truly an awesome word. Oh, my God. To lose 4 family members until now, from September of last year till now, and a cousin was shot this past week. Also, 4 of my family members was in a car accident, oh, my God, last week during the time of my uncle's homegoing. To lose all of that and to go through all of this till now, this word was for me.
Yes,
my God, I'm taking my life back. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My God. Thank you. My God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Glory
Jesus.
To God.
Jesus.
Thank you so much for this mighty word, man of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because of the anointing, the yoke is destroyed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah,
my
Lord.
God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
My
Hallelujah.
God.
That's right. That's right.
Thank you
for coming on and hearing that word. It was for you. It was for all of us.
Yes.
Amen.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
My God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
You too. For you to come on. We haven't heard, seen you for a little while. God bless for coming on. We're going to Prophetess
yes.
Glover. Glover.
Glover. Hey, amen. Praise the Lord. Are you able to hear me?
Yes.
Amen.
Okay, good. I was just in my car. I just wanted to say praise the Lord and just give honor to God, as well as to Pastor Adrian, as well as to Mother Ruby Larry, and then also the Minister Democrat, who ministered so well and excellent today under the anointing, and the leading of the Lord. And I'm just really glad that I tuned in, and I had so much going on, and the Holy Spirit just spoke to me and said, you know, I want you to listen, you know, today, even as you're getting ready to leave,
just go on
and listen to what's going on. And I'm just going to confirm that God says, let every word be established in the mouth of two or three. And I just, I know that the word resonated with so many people, but you mentioned so many things that in the background that I'm going through and living through, and I'm not going to be very lengthy with it, but it's just amazing how we can take so many hits at one time. And you say, Lord, how do I recover from all of it? But it was my life has been so blessed in so many ways, but then back-to-back-to-back, I took major hit after major hit after major hit. And it's and it started with literally, I got a diagnosis a few years back of congestive heart failure, but right after that, I lose my job that I've been on for many, many years. And then right behind that, I get a diagnosis of cervical cancer. Right behind that, I battle through that and go through so many financial issues as well as trying to heal with that. But then with all that I've been going through and within the last week or so, the enemy comes back and gives me a very, very taxing diagnosis again. And I've been fighting in the midst of it all. And just to hear a word today to continue in the fight and to continue to do, because I asked the Lord one day, I said, how do I preach and do all of this, and how do I do this, and how do I come back? But I was so encouraged today to continue doing what I've been doing, but on a different level, and to continue through it all. And so,
that's right.
I pray that God will bless all that heard the word and all that will hear the word, and that we'll take heed and do what God has said. And man of God, may God continue to anoint you and bless you to do all that He's called you to do.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. Get mad at that devil. That's right. Hallelujah. Amen. Grown like Jesus did. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
We're going to pray for Prophetess Glover before we dismiss. We want to pray some special prayers for Prophetess Glover. She's been a warrior. She's been strong. And like she said out her own mouth, she has taken hit after hit after hit. She
My God.
She's still celebrating her life, because this is take your life back day.
That's right.
God
is That's right.
Take your life back today.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We
Hallelujah.
Brother, before we get off this line, amen, the devil is paying. Hey, glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord, Prophetess Glover. We're going to Prophetess Darlene Davis. Please wait. There's quite a few callers. We'll get to you as soon as we can. Bear with us. Prophetess Darlene Davis.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Hallelujah.
Right. I'm so excited. I'll just tell you, I don't even know where to start from. But anyhow, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I guess I'll just start with praising God. I give honor to God. I thank God for this broadcast. I thank God for the overseer. I just thank God because this month of January has been a blessing for me. It has really been, as the children say, the bomb. I tell you, the word has been coming forth so effectively on this line and so powerfully, and I tell you, and I have used the word, applied it to my life, and it has been encouragement, it has been strength. Hallelujah. So I just thank God. I just thank God for the word on today. Praise him. Are we still on? Am I still on?
All right.
Praise the Lord. So
all
I just thank God. I thank God because this broadcast, when I tuned in, I think 2 months ago, it was at a time that I didn't even want to be tuned in. But I thank God. God knows just what you need. So I thank God for my newfound family. Thank God for this broadcast.
Thank you, Lord.
Minister Liberal Democrat, I tell you, I just thank God for you because each time you go higher and higher in the word, and it was a rhyme of word, and I'm just going to be real brief. On last week, it was so powerful, and I began to say, God, it's something, you know, that I can't do. I kept saying, I don't even know how to start back that part of the ministry. I don't know what to do. I don't know. God, I'm not trying to be disobedient, but when I fail, I don't know how to get up. When I say fail, meaning that I was going through so many obstacles that stopped that part of the ministry. And I said, I want to be more effective now that I have heard the word on the broadcast. Now I've had the word in my spirit. This is a new year, new season, new day. I want to be more effective in the word and more effective in you. Help me to get up. Help me to start that part. And because I just don't know what to do. So on Sunday, some things happened, and the devil said, what you going to do now? Guess what I said? I'm going to praise my God even more. Hallelujah, because ain't nobody mad but the devil, and he's sure mad on today, because the word was profound, the word was given on today, life was changed, hearts was changed around, and I thank God today for the word you gave today, Minister Liberal Democrat. Keep on going forth in the Lord. Keep letting the Lord use you.
I thank God for you.
A powerful rain of word. Even on this morning, God was saying something that I had to do, and so I thank God, and I had a to-do list, and usually I'll do that to-do list. Sometime I have a to-do list, and I'll be putting things off, and I said, you know what, I'm going to do this to-do list today, and some things didn't even have to be done. Some calls didn't have to be done till next week, but I got them done today. I said, I'm not going to call tomorrow no more, but I can do today. Matter of fact, I ain't going to wait for next week. In the natural or the spirit, I'm moving on. So I got my life back. Hallelujah this morning. I got my life back on really actually 2 weeks ago, but it's getting the more. So I thank God because this was a word from God, and I thank God, and I say to you, saints, get your life back, keep moving forward, and the victory is yours, and wait on the Lord and be of good courage because he is going to move. He is going to do what he said he's going to do. Let the joy of the Lord be your strength. God bless you all. Love you.
Amen. Amen.
Bless you.
Thank you. Charity, Mother Charity, Sister Albertine, we'll be with you in a minute. Advisors Joshua, we have about 4 more callers. And then Mother Charity.
Jesus.
Mother Charity. Okay, then we're going to Sister Albertine. Sister Albertine.
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Amen.
Democrats. Praise the Lord. God bless you, Evangelist Bernard, Sister Ruby, all the callers. I really enjoyed that word today. I needed it because the Lord has keep telling me, you have to take control, get your life back, stop pouting, stop waiting on this, stop waiting
that.
I've given you everything you need. Now what are you going to do?
Hallelujah.
Force that effort. Put God first. Ask God to guide me, lead me, Lord. Who do you want me to talk to today, Lord? How can I be a blessing to this person? How do you need me to go by my day? And when I command those things and ask God and command my favor for the day, Lord just be opening up windows. And it's a girl that moved into my building from Jersey.
My Lord.
Trying to be an actress, and she's trying to find her way. And today she was down in the spirit. And the Lord told me, just put down what you're doing today and go out and help her. So I'm out with her.
All right.
To find her a job, and I'm like, Lord, you know I need financial breakthrough too. And as soon as I heard you say, who can you be a blessing to? You're going through your tests and your trials. And I just told her, listen, here's some money. Let me help you with your get some gas. You need to do this. I really don't have it. But I said, you know, Lord, I know you're going to make a way out of no way. The people from my financing called today to help me with my films. So I know you know, when sometimes we get so caught up in what we want and asking God what we need, we forget to ask God, how can I be a blessing to someone else?
All right.
You have to, even though you're going through your trials and tribulations, you still can say, well, here's $5. Well, here's, you know, here's a couple of things out of the refrigerator if I can't give you any money. Or here's a word of God. Come on, sister, let me pray with you. Let me help you, sister. You need to get somewhere. Let me give you a ride. So I think, God, in our trials and tribulations, the Lord looks at, what are you going to do? You know, what are you going to do? You be on fire for someone else? I thank you for John 11. I thank you for Galatians. I'm going back and I'm going to study that. And I'm sitting here with her and I'm telling you, no matter what you're going through, pray, because prayer does work. I told her my trials and tribulations, what I went through, the things that happened to me. And I said, I know if God did it for me, I know he's going to do it for you. Sometimes to strengthen us. He's got to strengthen us. He's got to teach us. He's got to show us who we are and who he is in us. So, you know, thank you for that word. It was powerful. I love it. Thank you, Minister Democrat, for being
Hallelujah.
And thank you for that word the other day, because although the word was for you, it was actually for me too. It really helped me as well.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
God bless you. Keep up
Amen.
The great.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We got a few more callers. Please be patient. Sister T, Sister Verona, Evangelist Joshua, I'm coming to y'all in just a minute. But we have one unknown. I hope I didn't call it. 209-8102?
That was Sister Corinthian.
Okay. We have so many different. Okay, we're going to Sister T. Sister T?
God bless.
God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Sister T?
Amen.
I thought I heard her. Sister T? Okay.
She probably muted her line probably or something.
I think she dropped. She dropped off.
Okay.
Verona, maybe she'll come back on. Sister Verona?
Yes. Praise the Lord. Saints and people of God, praise the Lord.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
God bless you. I just want to say I thank God today. I thank God for Overseer and Pastor Evangelist Bernard, Mother Ruby. I thank God for you all for being so faithful and steadfast to this radio blog talk. New Destiny, a ministry that's coming through this way, and you, Minister Liberal Democrat, I just thank God for you today. I don't know, really, there's no words that really can say how much I just appreciate the obedience of you to God, the spirit, leading of the Spirit of God today, because
Hallelujah.
I thank God also to Sister Evangelist Bernard, because she text me because I was out and about, and it was kind of like I didn't know how I was going to do this to be on the line, but in my spirit earlier, it was on me to be on the line, so when I got that text, I just obeyed, you know, the Lord made the way, and I was able to get on here, and I heard a lot of it. I didn't hear all of it, but I got the rhema word.
All right. All right.
And it was a confirmed word from God, and I have a testimony and walking in it still. But I know that everything you were talking about, I'm not even going to go into everything.
Just
like Prophet Theodore and all the people that have spoke before. One thing I will tell you and encourage you, I know God told me to take my life back.
My God, come on, Holy Ghost.
And
come on, Holy Ghost.
And I can say today, if it had not been for the Lord that was on my side, I just would not know that.
Hallelujah.
I know he's faithful, and I rest in that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are the called according to his purpose. I rest in his word. I stand on his word because I know he's faithful.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
He put me through all kind of dark nights and dark clouds and all kinds of stuff. And I tell any of us today on this line, the word is true. It says they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And I tell you, I'm overcome. overcoming today. We are overcoming.
All right.
We don't stand back and let the enemy trample over us. We, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world.
That's right.
Take that word.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Walk in it and stand on it. He said it will not come return unto me void. And I tell you right now, I'm in a God got me in a place that I'm resting in him.
My Lord, my Lord.
I'll have to put you on the schedule to preach this week, Ronnie.
If God say so. I know one thing I can
preach. Then you preach it.
All right.
Yeah, I'm just giving a testimony, a little bit of a testimony. I'm going to be done. But God's word is true. He's faithful. And I thank God for you, man. And I see God moving you from glory to glory to glory. You just keep on doing what he's doing. God is blessing you all the time.
I
pray for me.
Goes. Hallelujah, 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 Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hey, glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh, Lord. We're going to, we're going to Sister Dawn. Sister Dawn?
Dawn.
Okay, then. Going back, let me see. Okay, we're going back to Sister T. She's back on. Praise the Lord, Sister T.
Praise the Lord. It was truly a blessing to hear that message, and I just want to thank Liv O'Demokrat for bringing it so eloquently.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
On everything that Pastor was going over last night as I was looking over my notes from his sermon last night, and that's truly where I'm at right now. I'm taking my life back.
Thank
and I pick up nothing that don't belong to God, and
thank
I'm moving forward with my life, and I just thank and praise God that me and my sister, we're sitting here listening again. And every trap that the enemy tried to set, every dark day, every dark cloud, every trick of the enemy did not work. God is working things out, and we are taking up the boot strings of our life and running with it. So just pray my strength. It looks like I might be moving to Atlanta soon, so continue to pray my strength in the Lord. And I thank God for this ministry, and I love you, Evangelist, and I love you, Mother Ruby, and all these people on the line. God truly bless your family. Amen.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. We got, let me see, will they answer? We got a 111. 1111. Your line is open.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I'll help you.
Is this Dawn? 1111.
Amen. That's like a Skype number. They're calling from the computer, probably.
But okay, then we acknowledge you, and let me see. I think that's everybody that we have gotten. We have gotten everybody, and you know what? We just thank the Lord and for y'all being so patient. He has blessed us with over 21 callers, and y'all have waited and waited, and we try to get the new ones that we don't know about. I didn't know Sister Corinthian had another number or either went on. But anyway, we thank you and we praise you and we thank Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, for allowing y'all to come on and be patient that we can get to you, because I know it takes a while. So, Minister Democrat, you know what I can say. It's the Lord. It's the anointing. The glory of the Lord is given to you, and I receive everything you said, and I'm going to ask the Lord to help me pass, see the mirror, and see the flesh and not my heart. Get my heart right. So it was just truly a blessing, and I'm so blessed. The Lord brought you on this broadcast to not only teach and preach, but be a help and anointing for this broadcast. So pray my Lord, Minister Democrat. I'm just excited. And turning it back over to Evangelist Bernard.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
God bless you. Well, Evangelist Bernard, her line is open.
Amen. Amen. God bless you all. You know, this word have me paralyzed.
My Lord.
Because everything he preached and taught about today God knows I needed it, and I think everybody on the line needed to be strengthened to know that we can take back our lives. We can't let no setbacks cause us to walk away and cause us to be distracted and unfocused where we just say, hey, forget it. That's what the enemy want us to do.
That's
but I'm
right.
going to say, Embry, my mouth. Honey, I'm going to stir it up. I'm going to groan and I'm going to moan because I know
all right.
God is not through with me and he's not through with any of us.
All
Amen.
Right.
He said it's time to go back to fasting. It's time to go back to reading our word. It's time to go back to praying. It's time to go back to just focusing on the word of God and what he has for our lives. It's not no time to throw in the towel. It's time for God. He opened up with
all
the
right.
He said, you did run well, but who hindered you?
That's right.
It's time for us to run. Please, we'll acknowledge Aaron wasn't on the line. So what we're going to do, we'll acknowledge you. If you're not on the line, we're going to acknowledge you. But we're going to move on because we had a lot of callers on the line today. I want our Minister Democrat to pray for Prophetess Glover and to pray also for Evangelist Earlene Cummins. I got to get a report from her husband on her condition. And we want prayer for Prophetess Glover, and I want prayer for my granddaughter, Sister Rayelle. So I'm going to ask the man of God to minister and pray for them right now, and then we'll come back to Aaron. Aaron didn't come on. I didn't see him on the line today, and that's not taking anything away from him. But we've had a lot of callers on the line today, and this man ministered under the anointing. And I want the anointing to continue to flow as he prays for Prophetess Glover, Evangelist Cummins, and Rayelle. God bless you, Minister Democrat.
Amen, amen. And we also had Sister Corinthian, amen, there as well. Amen. I was hearing, amen, the saints are under attack. Amen.
Yes, yes.
Amen. And when we're under attack like this, amen, sometimes, you know, God want us to get angry, amen, and fight back, amen. So we're going to begin to, amen, cover. Don't we ask for the intercessors on the line, amen, again, to touch and agree with us, amen, as we go through these names, amen. Your granddaughter, amen, she's in college now. Hallelujah. And it's around, there's a spirit assigned to every territory, amen. So there's a spirit assigned to that college. So we're going to speak that God begin to cancel the assignment of the adversary over that college. Amen. Hallelujah. That the perdition, a spirit in the name of Jesus. Amen. The intercessors on this line in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Begin to cover that, amen, woman of God, amen, as she's in college. Amen. Hallelujah. Even now, God, amen, God, begin to dispatch your angels, God. Hallelujah. From this prayer, amen, God, from your intercessors, and they begin to pray, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God. Begin to send your warring angels, God. Hallelujah. For all those spirits that are on that campus, God. Hallelujah, God. We know that you're able, God. How understanding that she's became an enemy of the adversary because, amen, God, of the mantle that's on top of her grandmother. So she's under attack, oh, God. But even now, God. Hallelujah, God. Amen, God. In spite of, amen, the assignments that have been assigned against her, amen, from this prayer, devil, you are a liar. We cancel your assignment. In the name of Jesus, every intercessor on this line begin to plead the blood of Jesus, amen, God, on that campus. In the name of Jesus, against every spirit, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, that came against her, amen, that come against her mind, amen, asking, God, that you give her peace, God. Hallelujah, as she sleep, God, give her peace, oh, God, in her life, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, come on, somebody praying right now. Somebody pleading the blood of Jesus right now. Amen. Again, we come against those spirits on that campus. Amen. God, the Bible says there's legions of them spirits, amen, assigned to these different things. So, amen, they're after her, because if you have to get her, I will stop the grandmother. But in the name of Jesus Christ, amen, God, we come against you, devil, in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against somebody who's praying right now. Hallelujah. Intercessor on this line, covering in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen to God. We go to, amen to God. Prophetess Theodora, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, God. Hallelujah, God. There's anointing on that woman of God. There's an anointing on the word, oh God. hallelujah, but our body is under attack, oh God. Hallelujah, God. Our mind is under attack, oh God. But oh God, we speak divine health into our life in the name of Jesus, God. We begin to release your royal angels, God, in that place, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh Jehovah Nissi, we call on you, God. Hallelujah, Lord, I banner, God. Oh God, that you will fight, amen, with that woman of God as she prays, God, as she fights for her health, oh God, as she fights for her finances, oh God. Amen. Asking God that you be a hedge around that family in the name of Jesus, oh God. Begin to pry his fingers off of her finances, God. Begin to pry his fingers, amen, of God, off of her family, God. Begin to pry his fingers off of her health. The blood, oh, come on, somebody is praying with us. Amen. We need an intercessor to help us pray in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, amen, of God. Again, the spirit has been assigned, has been to buffet that property. We come against you in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, somebody's still praying right now. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Hallelujah, oh, God, to the Corinthian, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, he's under attack, oh, God. They're attacking our family, God. But, oh, God, we get mad right now, God. We are groaning in our spirit, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. We are groaning right now, God. Hallelujah. We stopped crying, and now we're mad, God. Hallelujah. We come against those spirits in that place, God. We come against every amen of God thing that's not like you, God. Hallelujah. Begin to move it out of their spirit, God. Begin to move it out of their house, God. Begin to move it off of their children, God. Begin to move it off those, oh, God, that's assigned to them, because this shall be a testimony. Oh, come on. Somebody's still praying. Oh, God, even on this line, God, those that are called in, God, begin to cover every soul, every spirit, oh, God. Hallelujah. Those spirits have been assigned to buffet this line, God, to attack them soon as they hang up the phone, God. We cancel that assignment in the name of Jesus. Somebody covering somebody right now in the name of Jesus. God, cover the line, cover the line, cover the line, God. Oh, God, all these pastors and preachers, oh, God, and prophets and prophetesses, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, ministers, the evangelists, God, begin to cover them, because soon as the call hangs up, soon as they log off, God, the attack is going to come. But, oh, God, be a hedge around them. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, begin to move right now, God. Begin to move, God. Your angels, God, oh, God, start to show up at their house, God. Your angels, God, start to show up at their job, oh, God. Your angels, God, start to show up at the prisons, God, where they at, oh, God, even with Danielle, God, even with her son, God, the overseer's son, God. Find him where he at, God. Begin to encourage, oh, God. Begin to release a spirit, oh, God. Hallelujah, that you are changing stuff around even as we are praying. Amen to God. Amen to God. Sister Ruby, God. Oh, God, you are changing stuff around even as we are praying, even now. Sister Verona, God, even, God, as we are praying, things are being changed in their home, in their body, God. Divine health is being released right now in the name of Jesus, God. Your angels are being released, oh, God. Somebody is praying right now, God. Hallelujah. We begin to receive it, oh, God. Hallelujah. Somebody got God. I wave off the right now. Lord, I thank you for doing these things, God. I thank you, God, for these miracles that's happening right now, God. I thank you. I thank you in the name of Jesus, God, for operating this day, that when I hang up this phone, God, oh, God, I'm protected. Hallelujah. Somebody is claiming they're protected right now. Amen. When I log off, I'm protected. I decree and declare. You need to decree and declare before you hang up this phone that you are protected by the blood of Jesus, that your family is protected by the blood of Jesus. Begin to decree and declare with us before you hang up this phone. I decree and I declare that the angels are protecting this house, that God has dispatched them in the name of Jesus even now. I'm mad at the devil and the things that he's blessed me. Begin to activate that gift of each and every spirit that's on this line, God, every soul. Amen to God. If it's a preaching spirit, activate it. Amen to God. If it's a prophecy spirit, activate it. If it's a spirit of hearing, activate it. In the name of Jesus. If it's, oh God, a word of knowledge, activate it. In the name of Jesus right now, oh God. If it's a spirit of witnessing, activate it. In the name of Jesus, God. If it's, amen to God, something, oh God, that hasn't even happened yet. Oh, God, but you are assigning people, like you are establishing ministries, God. You are establishing gifts from this broadcast. Establish it in the name of Jesus. Begin to activate it right now as we touch and agree. Hallelujah. Somebody said amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Activate it. Activate it. Ah! Activate it even now, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Was that all the names, woman of God? Was there another name?
Ah, Jesus. I don't know no more.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Is it another name? Amen to God. While God is troubling the water, while he's yet troubling the water. Amen. Is there another name that we have forgot? Amen to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Silver and gold have we none, but such as we have. Amen. We give you today. We give you from this broadcast. God is going to change your life. Amen. Hallelujah. From this prayer. Amen. Those, amen, intercessors on this line. Amen. You remember Moses as they begin to form. Amen to God. Not only, amen, must Moses help, but those that are out there fighting is winning their battles because you holding up the overseer on this line. Amen to God. You holding somebody else up. Amen. Not only will they be blessed, but because you're holding them up, amen to God, the battles that's going on out there around you, amen, you're going to start winning them because you're holding somebody else up. Amen to God. So begin to receive that word in your spirit. Begin to cover people. Amen. Begin to cover people and watch how God, amen, have you win these battles. We speak this over your life. We decree it and we declare it in Jesus' name. And somebody said amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah, 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 Lord.
God, we bless you.
God is able, God is able.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Continue to flow in the spirit. We're going to have, hallelujah, oh, God.
Yes,
the
God,
line
yes, God.
Week, you know, more Prophet Michael Davis will be ministering tomorrow.
Yes, Wednesday God.
Will be to Winston Singleton. Thursday is open, and again, provoke Friday, for Friday, so.
Yes.
Amen.
God.
Continue to pray for evangelists coming. Remember their family. Amen.
Yes, God.
I'm going to call and get an update from our husband today. So just remember that family. We thank God for this word. Don't just take this word as just another message.
Yes.
Take
God.
It and apply it to your life. He
yes,
said
God.
Today is celebrate taking your life back today.
Yes, God. Today, today. Ah!
He can't live here anymore. Serve him an eviction notice today.
That's right, that's right, that's right.
Hallelujah. No more depression. No more doubt.
That's right, Holy Ghost.
No more sleepless night. No
hallelujah, hallelujah.
No more fretting and worrying about what we don't have. Hallelujah. The Bible says take no thought for tomorrow. Amen. But praise God today. And if you praise him today, I guarantee you, your tomorrow will be brighter. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So we
hallelujah.
Thank God. I tell you, I'm lost for words.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, we look forward for a power-packed week. We say prayer for those of you. We want to thank you all that went on the 21-day fast. It ended Sunday at midnight. Amen. I mean Saturday at midnight. So we thank God for those of you all that went on that fast with us. I tell you, expect the miracle. Expect your blessings. Look for it. Amen. We're going to take a little breather, so, and then we're getting back on it. We're going to be fasting and praying a part of our everyday lives this year. So if we get into the habit of fasting more, then we'll be able to hear from the Lord more. Amen. Fasting has to be a lifestyle. We can't be in and out. Fast 1 month and don't fast for 6 months. That's why our prayers are not answered, because
Amen.
We're not consistent. God wants us to be consistent. And
yes,
if we
God.
Are consistent in our pledges and our commitments to God, we will be able to overcome. We just want
Amen.
To thank God for Minister William. I saw him on the line as Dr.
Yes.
Singleton's uncle. I saw him on the line and many more that was on the line today. If Aaron is still on the line, we'll open up the line and have a word from him. But God bless you all.
Yeah, I'm
God bless you. Hallelujah.
I'm going to open this line before Minister Democrat close out in prayer. Minister Aaron, your line is, you were on the line, but you got off. But your line is.
I've been on off and on. What happened, I had got on because somebody else wanted to get on from Detroit.
Okay.
I had a friend of mine. So I had jumped back on and jumped back out back on. But I've been on the line. But the
I know you have. I didn't say vague. Go ahead with your comments. God bless.
Yes. Yeah, I just because I was wondering, because when you was saying the name, I had stayed on the line. I kept staying on it. But the day he said, you got to take over, I was listening to what he was saying because he was speaking powerful. And one of my good friends was going through yesterday. Saturday, I had got in touch with him. Sunday, he had called me, and we had talked, and I encouraged him, and he was going through some things, and I felt led for him to get on the line today because he called me out the blue, and I was like, man, he need to get on this line, and then when I texted him the information to get on the line, and then that's why I kept jumping back on because other folks wanted to get on, and I was just hitting them up, and I don't know if they did or not, but I was doing my part, but the enemy, when you was talking to the people, it kind of when I was looking for me to say, I knew y'all was gonna hit me up sooner or later, but y'all didn't. So the devil started playing with my mind. I had a rebuking. I said, I rebuke that spirit on you. You was not gonna mess up. I've been on this line since day one. On this line earlier, I said, I refuse, Satan. You lying one. And when you was teaching about you ain't got to cry. Crying ain't gonna do it. You got to take over the position God got for you in your life.
Yes,
so that's
God.
What was happening with me. The
yes,
enemy
God.
Didn't allow me to get on. That's why I had a call.
Aaron. Mm-hmm. Aaron, I apologize. I didn't see you on the line, so I had no idea how you was coming on and off. I saw the switchboard for a few minutes, and then I wasn't able to see the switchboard anymore. So I apologize. I know you always work and telling people about the Lord and getting on the line. So I didn't see you on the line, so I apologize. Accept my apology.
I knew that. That's why I didn't want to push direct through it. I felt and said, go ahead, do it. Because I kept hanging up and getting back on. I said, they ain't recognizing the devil is alive. Then I thought about what he was saying, that you got to take over your position.
I'm
going to push the first button, and it's going to go straight into the thing, and I'm going to let her know I've been on the line. I said, the devil is a liar. You ain't going to steal my victory.
All day.
I said, you a lying one. You ain't gonna win this battle. The battle, battle ain't yours. It's the Lord's battle. But what you were speaking about was powerful. That was a powerful, anointed message what you were speaking. And folks is trying to get with me like crazy to get on this broadcast. But the word that you spoke this morning, this afternoon, was powerful.
Thank
you,
Lord.
It encouraged my soul. I know what I need to do from here, and that's powerful, man. You keep up the good work. Let God keep using you. Maybe Lord's will, you be coming down here to Lansing to preach.
My God. Hallelujah.
God is good.
Because of the anointing.
Aaron on mine, and he don't mind extending the invitation to Lansing.
All right.
That's right. Because it's about God's kingdom, and that's what we got to take over with God got for us. We can't mumbling and complain, crying about it. We got to take over the situation. I learned this before I get off the phone. You can have a gift from God, but if it's not anointed, it ain't going to do anything. All you do is making stupid.
All right.
It ain't going to go nowhere if it ain't anointed by God. So God want to have it anointed by loving one another and caring for one another in these last days.
Thank you, Jesus.
But we don't have that.
Speak on that, Holy Ghost.
So I appreciate y'all. God, I accept your apology, Vance. Amen. And many blessings for you. And thank you, Jesus, because now this is nothing but the Lord. I thank God. Because at first I was going to hang up with an attitude and be like, oh, forget that. But I said, no weapon formed against me going to prosper.
I said, I ain't mad about that.
The devil's a liar. I said, I'm going to take over the situation. Like he was talking about, you got to take over the situation. You can't get mad and get upset. That's what he wants. You got to take over.
Well,
the greatest our faithfulness. I've been faithful.
That's a blessing, Minister Aaron. I knew you was on the line. I keep the thing. So when you went up to the number one, I knew you had something to say. And it's a blessing.
Well, it
so,
was my bad.
Yeah, we
it
thank
was my
God.
Bad. I'm going to tell you like the young folks say, my bad.
Yeah, we thank the Lord for you, Minister. I watch you. I know when you get on and when you get off and when you hit number one, I know you had something to tell Minister Democrat. So God bless. Vag, you have anything?
Amen. Appreciate you. God bless you.
And I want you to get with me too, Minister. I mean, are you a pastor? I want to get with you though.
Amen. I'm y'all brother. Amen. No pastor. Just y'all brother that called into the line.
That's all right. That's what we say. Pastor.
Never to say
we,
y'all
we,
ain't
no,
gonna put
say,
that on
we
here.
Say pastor, but God said calling.
That's right. Okay, we thank you, Lord.
I appreciate you. Amen. We got, like I said again, sometimes we just got to get mad at the devil because sometimes we go through these battles and we get defeated. Amen to God, and we get in our feelings. But then, amen to God, you know, when we get mad at the right person and get mad at that devil, then things start changing around and whatnot. You know, like I remember you said your testimony, how they had gave you up and whatnot. He said, amen, your life and whatnot. But then, amen, how you are walking testimony because somebody got mad and prayed and said, you will not have my son. You will not have my grandchild. You will not have this man of God, amen to God, and amen. And the God has blessed you with these years. So this is what God can do. We listen right now, like not only in the Bible, but today what God is doing. So, amen, we thank God for you, man of God. Hallelujah.
So, amen, and we thank for you to close out a minister, Democrat, Evangelist Bernard. Did you have anything else you want to add or say? Evangelist Bernard?
No, I'm fine. God bless you all. Have a beautiful day.
Okay, then, Minister Democrat, would you close out with prayer?
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, dear Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you right now, God, for each and every soul that's listening under the sound of my voice, God. We ask, God, that this be a rhema word, that it falls on good ground. Amen. That when they hang up the phone, when they log off their computer, God, amen, that they will fight, amen, to God. That they will, amen, to God, yes, they cried, yes, they go through. But they will, amen, to God, begin to cry, embry, mau, my. And then they will groan in the spirit. And they will fight that devil and say, I'm taking my life back. We speak this into their life. Amen to God. We decree it and declare that somebody, when they hang up this phone, that they're going to take their life back. When they log off their computer, amen, no matter when they listen to this broadcast, amen to God, that they will take their life back. It's about you today, who is listening wherever you at. Amen. Whether you listen an hour from now, a day, a month, it's about you taking your life back today. Do it right now, and we speak this into your life in Jesus' name. And somebody said amen.
Amen, amen, amen. And liberal Democrat preached today out of the anointing. And we're going to go here to say Shift the Atmosphere by James. Changing the Atmosphere by James Nelson hit. Thank you so much for tuning in and being patient today. God bless. We look to see you tomorrow.